Good evening and welcome to Tony Talks. I know it's been a while since I have done this, but tonight I have a very special guest here with me. My brother from another mother, my best friend, Ryan. Tell the world what's going on.
Woo! Hello, world. My name is Ryan. You can call me Nana Kwikumensa. You can call me RJD. You can call me Dane Master.
You can call him whatever you want. Just don't call him in the morning, you know?
And don't call me late for dinner.
Exactly. There you go.
Because, hey, if you're serving food, I'll be there on time.
Serving food and wine and on time.
On time.
There you go. Hashtag okay. Bars.
If you are serving wine, whiskey, hey,
Hey, we will get to that. Let's not ramble right now. We can ramble later. So, most of you who are on my social medias know this guy a little bit. You've probably seen, who's this random guy in Tony Snaps who's crazy and hasn't, you know, why has he not gotten arrested yet, you know?
I have actually.
That's the DUI. But we won't talk about that.
That's a different story.
Most people know how we met, but let's give the story for any people who don't know. The year was 2006.
Wow.
Long fucking time ago. And I can't curse on here. I think I have a setting on here where I can curse, so it's okay to curse.
You can't curse?
I can curse. Yes.
Fuck
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So 2006, we're in a program, Project Access.
Yeah.
This summer program at PA. HCC. And, you know, going into that, he's giving the finger to the iPad right now. I don't know why, but that's what he does.
Because I'm an idiot and I don't realize this is not viral. Like,
We might go viral. You never know.
You can't see it.
Hear it. Yeah, you can hear the craziness in our voices.
Yeah, especially mine.
Yeah, especially his. But we're the dynamic duo that you didn't the Batman and Robin that you didn't know you needed, you know?
Scooby and Shaggy.
There you go. That's probably more likely. Scooby and Shaggy. Because we're the, you know, yeah. I don't put us on the Batman level yet. I don't think we're there yet. But, so Project Access, and I remember him being President Ryan Dane, because he really wanted to be president, and...
I still kind of do.
He still kind of does. Hey, you know, what was it, 2028? What year is it?
Whenever I can, and hopefully, I can't run against Biden.
No,
I
don't want to do politics on here because I don't know.
No,
so,
I'm
but,
not.
But okay.
I'm not trying to do politics.
I know. I still want to get too deep into that.
Could I? Will I be old enough to run in 2024? It might be.
I don't know. We don't know the math. I mean,
yes,
be 35. Yeah, 2024, right?
I will just hit the age, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, write me in.
Yeah, so write him in.
If you don't like Biden or Trump, write me in.
All right, that's enough politics there.
That's what I'm saying. That's
enough. Yeah, exactly,
Writing at that, just write
okay,
me in.
All right, but yeah, Project Access, so, you know, and Ryan is a year behind me, so I actually didn't start off HCC with him, but... Once he got there, and you know, in 2009, 2010, we really became close.
We did,
and we even have our own little weird handshake or greeting or something that we made during the Final Four one year. We were watching the college basketball series, and we made that up as someone. I think I don't know which team it was, but
we still continue it to this day,
and we do, yeah. As 34 and 33 year olds, we still do, yeah. So. You know, but yeah, and then we both ended up going to Towson together.
Roommates,
and we met some incredible roommates. Shout out to Steve and Evan.
Those guys were incredible. The other
love you guys, but you know,
there were some unincredible roommates.
Unincredible roommates. Hey, but everyone has those, right? Everyone
Whatever.
Has those, you know.
I got one right now, but
we won't go into that.
We won't go into that.
Anyway, this is gonna be a fun upload here. okay.
Woo! Maybe we might get into that. We'll see.
Yeah. So we went to Towson together. I was there for 3 years. He was there for 2 years. So I had 1 year without him. I survived, folks. I met some other crazy people there.
So, in essence, he was there for 3 years. I was there for two. I graduated quicker than he did.
Hey, you know what? There's no race.
Wait till we get to Towson. That's a whole different story, too. So.
Well, yeah, Towson is a different story. You know, I mean, people who...
Well, wait. Well, that's a long... We got an hour, so...
No, I don't want to go into, like, the whole story, but...
I want to go...
You can record your own podcast.
We're talking about us.
We are, but I want to ask about serious stuff, too. Like, I want to ask about the diabetes stuff. You know, people don't want to hear two weird fucking guys talking for an hour.
We gotta get to the diabetes
stuff. But I don't want to talk about the whole...
He
wants to talk more about Towson. I don't right now.
We'll do a small little recap.
Do a small recap of that.
And then we'll get into where we are now.
All right, fine. All right, so, well, I mean, we're right there, so why don't we do the recap now, then?
So now we're in a Towson.
Yeah, so 2010...
I still graduate before he does.
That's fine.
Again.
That's fine.
But, Towson was a blast. We had an RA named Yemisi. An African, she was Nigerian. Oh my gosh, she was.
Yeah, he was in love with her.
I was in love with her. If you're listening now, congratulations. I mean, you probably knew I had a crush on you, but I did. I did have a crush on you, but
she doesn't listen to this. But I have no listeners, really.
But I mean,
hey, my parents. Shout out to my parents.
I'm happy for where you're at now. Congratulations. Towson was...
It was an experience.
It was.
I feel so bad for people who were in college during the pandemic. It, every day I thank myself, or yes. I thank God even HCC, you know? I mean...
I don't know. Whoever you worship.
Yeah, whoever you worship. you know... I can only imagine how tough it was for people, you know, being alone or being, you know, or if they are in with their roommates, you're kind of stuck with your roommates. Stuck in the online classes and
that you don't like.
You don't like, yeah, because you're kind of forced to, you know. And Ryan and I were thankfully, you know, I mean, we had some minor issues, but nothing, you know, too big.
Because we're brothers from another mother.
Well, actually, so. I meant us. I meant with the people, people we had. I meant, yeah. So it never got to be too bad.
We did have our issues with the temperature control system, but...
Oh, well, yeah, that too. But I'm saying we didn't have any bad experiences.
That was probably our biggest between two.
Nothing ended up in, like, you know, in, like, a Netflix documentary or something. You know, that's right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Two of us, our biggest argument was how cold or how warm it was.
Probably, yeah. And the water bottle, remember, which we're still creaking in the night here. Remember the empty water bottles?
The water bottles.
I mean, who needs ghosts when you have empty water bottles crinkling at night?
Many of you know, if you have a water bottle and it crinkles when you...
Yeah, and it still does. It. Like, I will hear something now and I'll be like, that's a water bottle.
I will too. I'll sometimes.
Like, what are you? Like, you know, I'm holding a water bottle right now.
There's a fascination of. Anyway.
Anyway.
There were some great times. There were some roommates our first year that,
Let's not get into, like, I didn't want to talk about specifics, but we're both, you know, kind of, we're both feeling good, so we're, you know.
But I feel like we need to share.
People don't need to, no.
Yes, they need to hear our story.
All right, fine. All right, tell the story.
We can't just go right into this. You know, they need to understand.
Okay, well, if any of you listen to this full thing, like, I will give you 10 high fives.
We're not even at 10 minutes yet.
But will they stop the recording after this?
I hope not.
Okay, well, continue to press play because...
If you're still listening, keep listening.
Keep listening.
Or I will come and haul you in your fucking dreams and you will never fucking sleep again. You will never sleep again in your entire life.
I'm not going to publish this, Ryan, okay?
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
He's having some wine, folks. He's enjoying his time with the wine.
All I'm saying is...
All right, well, what do you want to tell? What story do you want to get out to the folks that they don't know already?
Well, you wanted to talk about me my diabetes.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about some real stuff, because okay. this is the fun... Not,
we're getting to the real fun.
Because some people, you know, they don't know what it's like to be, you know they don't want to hear about two people just talking crap, or, you know, well right. Sometimes they do, but, you know...
So...
But you listen for entertainment, so... The main, so, so Ryan and I think our friendship is really big, you know, has, we are both two energetic people, and he, you know, he could always, we both loved energy drinks from a long time ago.
Rays
now, thanks. But, which we will talk about that, actually, we'll do a little bit of that later.
Okay.
You know, and so, and before it was mostly the sugar drinks, like the Full Throttles, we had Amp.
Cocaine.
The cocaine drink a little bit. We tried
cocaine
that.
Cocaine was a drink.
It's a drink, guys. We do not do cocaine. We sometimes act like we're on cocaine.
Full
Throttle. I said Full Throttle.
Full Throttle. No, what was the other one that was actually caffeine and alcohol at the same time?
Oh, well, I don't count that. I mean, like, something
what was that called?
The Four Loko. Four Loko.
Oh, Four Loko. Yeah.
But.
They got rid of the caffeine in there.
They did. But I only had one and it wasn't that great, but
it was shit.
Yeah. But anyway, but in 2016, he had to stop getting sugar and actually Ryan, why don't you tell you don't tell the whole story like you told the girl, a couple weeks ago when you were telling her about your diabetes story, but tell people how this happened.
So long story short, I had suffered many, many months, I would say about 5-6 months of this decline. I was losing a lot of weight. I was peeing a lot, which is a sign. So, you know, all these things I'm talking about are signs. So, don't think that I'm, you know, being funny or being dirty when I talk about this.
Oh, yeah, no, this is real stuff
this
here.
This is real stuff, so... I had lost a substantial amount of weight. I had gone from about 180 to about 105 pounds.
Shit, I know. I didn't even know it was that bad.
It was.
Okay.
I had lost
wow.
that much amount of weight. I was peeing a lot. Also, I was drinking a lot. Water.
Yeah.
I was really thirsty, really lethargic. So, the amount of loss of weight, always drinking water, always peeing a lot. And all hours of the day, like, there'd be times where I would wake up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, go back, maybe for, like, even an hour or two of sleep. I would get, like, 2 hours of sleep, get up, go to the bathroom again, go back to sleep an hour or two. Like, literally, if I went to bed at 11 and I woke up at 8, I probably woke up at least 5 or 6 times to use the bathroom. It eventually got to the point...
And I saw him, just to add one more thing. I saw him during this period. I actually went to Colorado and visited him for four days? 5 days? I don't remember.
I thought it was, like, almost a week.
Was it a week? Well, I don't remember. No, I think it was maybe 5 days.
It was a week, but there were days I had to work and all that.
Yeah. But, you know, that was something that, you know... And I'm glad I did, because I haven't traveled that much. That was one of the two places I've traveled by myself, that and a friend of mine's wedding in 2016. I went out there and visited him, and I saw that lost weight, and I wanted to say, like, you look good, but it was like I was questioning myself. Like, I didn't really know what – I mean, it was like – it's like, what do you say when you see that? You know, like, it's like you don't know what you want to say or, you know, and he definitely wasn't as energetic as he usually was, so, but I just took it as, you know, he was living somewhere else for a couple of years, and, you know, maybe he changed a little bit, I don't know, but something wasn't right, so, but yeah, you can go forward with that, though.
Well, with that, eventually, I was a security, I was a mall cop, Paul Blart,
still the West Tech one.
Although I didn't drive a Segway, I actually had to walk, but,
yeah,
walk or drive.
No Segway.
Walk or drive a security vehicle, but a woman who owned an antique shop there, she actually owned two antique shops. She and her husband rotated between two different locations, and she worked the location at the mall that I worked at during the winter and spring. And he worked during the summer and fall. So, obviously, he's there. Maybe he's either not realizing it, or, as a friend of mine at another bar says, men are kind of not really... I forgot exactly the words he used, but men tend to not realize things.
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe he didn't pay attention as much as if his wife had been there, but she had remembered me from the previous spring, or the previous, I guess, like I said, she was there for the fall and winter. So she had remembered me from the previous winter. So now she's there during the fall, and she's like, "Oh my gosh, you don't look good. Like, are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm tired or whatever." And she said, "No, I really don't think you look good. You should go get yourself checked out." And she said, "And I want you to tell me what the doctors say." Because I had agreed with her. I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure. I'll go get checked out." And she said, "I'm going to keep asking you how you're doing. And I'm going to let you know. I'm a mom twice, and I'm a grandmother six times," or something like that. I forgot how many, maybe she had three kids, but whatever. But what she said was, basically she said, I know if you're going to lie. I know if you're lying. And that to me was like, God damn, I really got to get myself checked out. So I did the very next day with my day off, thankfully. I went and got an appointment, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm not feeling good, you know, I'm just losing all this weight." And even the doctor looked at me, and he was like, "Okay, yeah, you look like something's wrong with you." He didn't know if it was AIDS or anything, but he's like, "We're going to get you tests on everything." So literally 8 hours later, I got a call, and I was actually, ironically, I was in the middle of eating a bag of jelly beans.
Oh, there you go, folks.
When I got a call saying, "Ryan, your blood test came in and you are at 900. Which, let me tell you, folks, for non-diabetics, the average should be between 80 to maybe 120. You know, give or take 130, 140, maybe depending on what you have to eat. But if
yeah, scary numbers right
if
here.
If you're
scary
like,
numbers.
Like, you should not be above 140 for a non-diabetic at any given point, whether you just ate, whether whatever. So at first I thought it was a prank phone call, because I was like, "Really, who are you?" And they told me who they were. They told me what number they were calling from. They're like, "Look on the back of your card, your
license?
No, not your license. Oh. Your card. You know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
When you're given a card that you check in at the doctor's office, they told me to look on the back of that. You're basically your insurance card."
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I looked on the back of that, and I saw that was the number they were calling from. So I was like, "Well, what do I do?" And they said, "Well, you need to get to the hospital now." And they said, "We don't want you to drive, so we can call you an ambulance." And I said, "No, I'll get there." And they're like, "Are you sure? We don't want you to drive." I'm like, "I won't drive.
And this part, I didn't actually know until recently when he was telling someone else this part. So,
so I didn't. I opted out of the ambulance, and I decided to take an Uber. So I did an Uber. He showed up, and he saw I was going to the he saw the address and where I was going to. I think it was at. I forget exactly what the name of the hospital is. I think it was St. John's Hospital. It was named after some saint. St. John's, St. Paul's, I don't really exactly remember. But he saw I was going to the hospital, and he said, oh, you're going to the hospital. I was like, yeah. He's like, are you visiting somebody? And I told him the truth. I felt like I needed to tell him the truth. I said, no, actually, I just found out I've just been diagnosed with diabetes. My sugars are actually critical levels, 900. And I should get to the hospital, but I didn't want to pay the insurance for an ambulance, so I decided to call an Uber. And the Uber driver said, and I guess maybe he knew somebody or he knew the extreme cause of it, but he's like, dude, he turned his phone off. He's like, this ride's on me. And he drove me to the hospital, like, really, as probably just as fucking fast. Well, I guess I can say that, maybe.
You can, yes.
You know, just as fast as an ambulance probably could have. As soon as we got there, he's like, here you go, buddy.
A lot less money, though.
Thankfully, I actually had, like, $10. I get them, he was like, thank you, you didn't need to do that, but I want to make sure you're all right. And actually, I went in there, and actually, this was something I never told anybody, actually. I'm just now thinking of this. I go in there, and I check in, and I'm like, yeah, I'm apparently been told I'm diabetic. And they were, like, kind of confused because, like, they had my information, but I think they thought I knew. But once they knew I didn't know, they're like, oh, my gosh, we got you hooked up. And I was like, hang on, let me go outside. So I went outside, and I gave, like, a thumbs up, or I sort of gave, like, a wave. The Uber driver actually waited for me until I told him, go ahead, like I'm checked in. So
that's a very good Uber driver. I don't know if you know his name or not, but he's sounds like a very great guy.
He was in Denver. Yeah. I don't know, but if for some reason, if you are listening, somehow, maybe by the grace of whoever you give your grace to, if you're listening and you remember giving a guy to the hospital 6 years ago, I think by now, yes, 6 years ago. You were part of what saved my life that night. So thank you. I mean, it really, there were a lot of things that happened that night that could have gone differently. I could not have gotten that phone call until the next day, in which case I may have ended up in a hospital in a different situation. But, so really, as soon as I got to the hospital, I got, let's just fast forward a bit. I got taken care of. They hooked me up. They told me, I didn't figure out what type I was until about a week later, but, which was type 1, which means I need to take insulin to live.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike type 2, which is sort of like,
would have been a little better, but
type 2 is sort of,
you can get medication for it.
And diet changes, but
yeah.
That night really, really changed my life in a way. And so, ever since then, like, I actually have changed what I do.
Oh, yeah. And that's been tough. And let me just add on, you know, well,
it's been tough. But again,
I'll say for me, too. I mean, I've adjusted your schedule and, you know, so.
Well, I would say a schedule change, because I do definitely need to keep on this regime of when I need to eat, I need to take my insulin. I can change it, like, a little bit, but I, so typically I like to eat around 5. Unless if it's like today was my early day at work. I like these around 4:15, 4:30. But I would say the regime for me has definitely become different. Different schedules. And like I said, I can't change it.
You have the Dexcom now, which is...
Well, and that's a big thing. And yeah. I think that's a big thing, because I think with that, if I know I need to eat later, like... There are some times, like, if my dad comes to visit me, we might not be able to eat till 6:30. I'll snack. I will make sure I snack so my sugars stay elevated enough But then I can take my insulin, so that way by dinner time, they can come down to a point where I feel comfortable eating.
Now let me ask a question here, which I know you've given me an answer to, but I know a lot of people have been wondering this. My parents wondered this. You know, they're like, "Oh, well, he drinks a lot of wine. Doesn't wine have sugar?"
So yes, alcohol. There's a thing to that. So yes, I drink a lot of wine. I drink a lot of vodka. I drink a lot of whiskey. And you're like, "Oh, well, doesn't alcohol turn to sugars?" Well, yes, but there's a thing that the liver does, and the liver kind of does all the work first. That also being said, you have to look at into how much sugar there is. The wine I drink is dry wine, so there's very little sugar that's even left in it. There's very little sugar. A bottle of red wine I drink usually probably has no more than 15 grams of sugar, which if I'm having a low is the amount of sugar they say you should consume at once. I'm doing 15 grams of sugar over the course of 6 hours, maybe 5 hours. Whiskey, on the other hand, I mean, it's whiskey, even rum, even vodka, that's all been distilled out. So it can get consumed as sugar, but as I said, the liver's doing all the work first before it even reaches me. So it's one of those weird things where actually, believe it or not, I have to be careful with what I drink, because drinking, especially these higher alcohol quantities that have already been distilled out, could actually cause my sugars to drop. That's actually a thing. Drinking can actually cause my sugars to drop because there's no sugar in them, or the sugar's been distilled out of them, that it causes my sugars to drop. And I've had that happen. And I'll tell you all this. My sugar setting for my low, when I first started, they were sort of like, "Hey, you know what? As a starter, start off at 75 or 80, which I did for a while. And then eventually my sugars, this was actually before I got my Dexcom. So
yeah, you didn't have that until mid-2020, I think it was. Yeah. So, yeah.
So there were a period of time where I actually woke up in the middle of the night sometimes that my blood sugars were 40, which is very low. For those that don't know, like 40, if you fall below 40, you are pretty much falling into territory where you can't take care of yourself and you need somebody else to take care of you.
Thankfully, and speaking of that, actually, that's actually what this girl that we saw at the judges bench a couple weeks ago, who also had a Dexcom, and it was very interesting to see these two people who were kind of on this, both had diabetes, talk about their stories and everything. And she had a friend of hers who was right next to her that actually had this app on her phone.
Yes.
That could alert her to if her friend was low or high or something, that, you know. And I think she even said that, like,
well,
she was texted.
I actually could do that.
I don't want that responsibility. I have a lot of responsibility, though, but...
Well, I actually could do that. Yeah, I could.
I'm sure your mom would do it, too.
So. I could sign up for 5 people, but... here's what I do, though. Here's the difference that I do, okay, that what I'm getting into. So when I first started doing that, yeah, I started having my settings at 70, 75, and it would wake me up. But for a while, I would still check my sugars. And so my actual meter, my actual blood meter, which is the meter that they say you should trust right away, would sometimes give a different reaction, which is not uncommon. My meter, my device would go off saying you're at 75. I would check my meter and it would say, "Oh, you're actually at 65, which under 10, that's a good range. You know, they say you should be within 20%. Actually, I think is now at 25%, but that's still within range. That's not a comforting range because your blood sugars are saying you're actually lower than what your sugars are. So slowly, I have risen my sugars up to now at the point where I have my low sugars actually at a higher setting. I have them at the highest setting. Well, no, it's not the highest setting. It's the second to the highest setting. The highest setting is 100. I have them set at 95 now, actually, because I know when I start dropping, I start dropping. So I know if I have it set at 95, it goes off. It probably says 91. Right away, I'm at least taking a big gulp of juice. Because I know if I had keep it setting at the lower setting, it would get too low too quickly. So now I have my, like I said, my low setting actually at a high setting, which the maximum is 100. Because after that, that's when you go into your high settings, high blood sugar settings, which I have set at 160. But my low setting I have set at 95. So 95 to 160 is my, when I'm sleeping. Let me get this straight. When I'm sleeping, like right now, I don't have my settings on because I can look at it right now. And right now I'm at 139, which is not bad, but
now you guys,
I would like to see that a little bit lower before I go to bed, maybe at 125 by the time I go to bed, but that is not a bad setting.
Now you guys are getting some really good behind the scenes info here. This is where I said, okay, you know, we can ramble later, because he's telling you a lot of good info here that, yes, about his day, like, because a lot of people, you know, they see, you know, just what we put on, you know, what I put on Snapchat, and, you know, him just saying all these crazy things that come out of his mouth. But this is what he has to deal with every day. And, you know, laughter is really, you know, me and him have, you know, a weird sense of humor, and that's what really brought us to, you know, together as friends as well. And you know, laughter is the best medicine. That's what, you know, as they say in the Reader's Digest, I think, yeah. You know, so
And it does help with diabetes.
And
too,
with diabetes, so, and the last couple years with during the pandemic, I mean, you know, you all know that I've been posting some crazy Snapchats the last couple years and everything, and even going to TikTok, and because I'm like, you know what, like, I mean, humor can save us. You know, this is what okay. If you don't laugh, you're gonna, you know, not, you're gonna feel shitty. But let's
I do want to say this. I do want to say one more thing.
Okay, because I want to go on to the Raise stuff. I want to talk about that.
I do want to just talk about a quick recap of diabetes. There are, whether it's type 1 or type 2, because these are all similar symptoms. If you or someone you know is either A, experiencing extreme weight loss, extreme thirst, extreme urination, peeing a lot, because I probably may pronounce that wrong, urination.
If
they are peeing a lot. Extreme fatigue. If you realize they have, because they might not realize it, but maybe you can, if you realize they have some sort of what they call fruity breath, as in, they've been drinking, but you know they have a drink, and maybe they don't drink, but they have this fruity breath that seems like they've been drinking a lot. I mentioned fatigue. Urination. Even if they seem a little bit agitated, like they seem a little bit angrier than they usually are. Like you're like, you're not usually an angry person, but all of a sudden they seem to be very angry and agitated. These are symptoms of diabetes, both types. Some of these types more of type 1, like I said, frequent urination, extreme weight loss, very tiredness, that's usually type 1. It could also be type 2, but I'm not joking you. Like, these are things that I went through. I went through almost 6 months of all these, not knowing what was wrong with me until this lady at a store.
She saved your life, bro.
She saved my life.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that. Until this lady said, "You don't look right." And I was like, "Well, I don't feel right." And these were all the same symptoms that I had that I just thought was because of my job. My job was a security officer.
Thought it was a job. Yeah.
Foot. I was on foot. I was walking 10 miles a day. I thought I was always losing weight because of the amount of miles I walked. I was always peeing a lot because I was always thirsty because of the amount of miles I walked. I didn't realize that this was actually a actual concern. So please, if you know someone, no matter if it's their a job that they have, if you realize that they're losing weight at a substantial, that's what I said. I mean, I went from 190 to 105 in matter of a couple months, 2 or 3 months.
That's not
right.
Know.
That is not right. If you realize somebody who's losing that much weight and who's that fatigued and that's that thirsty and they just cannot, they just don't seem like you really are like, dude, you look like, I don't know you. Like, if you get to the point where, like, I don't know you anymore, you know there's a problem. Please tell them. Get them checked out. If anything, make them get checked out. Take them to a doctor and get them checked out. Because type 1 diabetes, here's the big difference. Type 1 diabetes, there is no cure. There's no cure for any diabetes. But type 2 diabetes is more manageable with diet and exercise and pills. Type 1 diabetes, like I have, it's death. You need insulin or you die. I was literally on my deathbed when I went to the hospital. So I want everyone to know that. Please, it is very, very important to check on your friends, check on your loved ones. If you think something's off with them, just, even if you have to say, hey, I want to take you. Let's just figure this out. If it turns out to be nothing, then whatever. But please, with these symptoms, it's very important because I was probably within a couple of days of dying. So please take that into consideration with your friends and with your loved ones. So,
well, that was quite a story there.
I'm sorry, bro, but I just...
Hey, no, that was great. That was great content.
I'm feeling so emotional here.
If people make it past the first 10 minutes, you are going to learn a lot from this podcast. So please keep listening. And let's get a little bit more joyful here. Thank you, alcohol, for bringing out this truth in Ryan here. But
it's important.
It really is important. So... So as I told you, we were people that were both into like the energy drinks and everything. And when we watched something, when we had a party, my 21st birthday party, because most of my friends were a little younger than I was, and plus I was never a big drinker, we had Full Throttle and Amp at my 21st birthday party. So what does that fucking tell you? You know, like, what does that tell you? I had found this drink actually on Facebook, through a Facebook ad in 2019, and I've been drinking sugar stuff too. I mean, I was drinking Red Bull at the time. I think I was drinking, even though I didn't like the regular Monster, I was bearing it just because it was there at work and, you know, it was caffeine. But I saw a Facebook ad. Shouts to Mark Zuckerberg. I love you, brother. Zuck. And you know, people can hate or love ads and everything. You know, that's for a whole different conversation. But I checked it out. Well, actually, I think I can stop it real quick. I think. Can I pause it?
Sure.
All right. Sorry about that. I pressed the stop button before I didn't know what I was doing here. So I found the raise on Facebook and it said sign up for like a free.
Oh, this will pick up from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yep. Right next to it. Yep.
All right. Cool.
And because you can do different segments on here. See the segment right here? It already posted for 39 minutes.
Because I just want to make sure that people heard my...
They will hear the other stuff. But yeah, but this is going to be a little more positive anyway, a little more fun.
It'll be positive, but I want people... I still want people to save their friends' lives or something.
Oh, of course. Save, you know, yeah.
So listen to the first...
Listen to the first part, definitely.
Listen to the first part, especially the last, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's important.
And as long as you can get past the first 10 minutes, you'll hear quite a story.
Or
so.
You could just fast forward to the past...
Fast forward if you want to, but...
Fast forward to the last... Because the last 5 minutes...
Listen to the ad first, and so I can get the 10 cents or whatever.
Yes. But after that, the ad, the last 5 minutes, I think, are really important.
Yes, so...
Now here we go about...
All right, so this
energy
is...
Energy drinks!
Energy drinks part two. So, yes, so I, and you know, like... You get these ads on these sites where it says, you know, oh, just pay for shipping. You know, you can get this, just pay for shipping. And I was like, okay. And, you know, sometimes when you do that stuff, you know, it's something you don't like or something. But I remember the first drink I had was the Watermelon Frost, which is now not a favorite of mine. But
that one was pretty,
yeah, he didn't like it either. But it was the first one I ever had. Cause I mean,
it's like asshole.
Because I've been drinking, you know, stuff.
I can say that, right?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But, you know, the other stuff I've been drinking, like the Red Bulls were like, what, 100 and something milligrams of caffeine? Or, you know, like I think Full Throttle was 160. So, you know, going from that to 300 is a bump. And I felt that the first time. I felt like really, but it really helped my mood though too. I remember just how, you know, it really just helped my mood and everything. Okay, Ryan, that's, yeah. So.
I need to add some.
Of course, the energy. Yeah, the energy from the drink is a boom. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
So, during the pandemic and before, I think you can only get it on Amazon and whatnot. But it was good, you know, there's a couple flavors I liked, and then I saw something for this insiders group where it said, try two flavors, and I was like, try two unreleased flavors, and I'm like, okay, I would love to test out flavors. I have always wanted to do, like, testing out of something, whether it was like a video game or something, which I never got to do, or just testing something, a product or whatever, but it ended up being energy drinks, so, for the first year, I was in it alone. Every month we would get two drinks that no one else had before, and we would give them feedback. And you know, and the first year we tested drinks, and then the beginning of the pandemic, in 2021 was when that first full year was for one drink, and the winner of that was South Beach, which some of you have seen me drink in the early parts of last year. It was a really good tropical, a little bit of coconut. And actually, I don't like coconut that much. But to me, South Beach, the finished version of South Beach, tasted pretty good enough that I didn't mind it. And it was really refreshing. And after a while, Ryan was seeing some stuff, seeing drinks. And I think he saw the shirts I was wearing, because we got shirts in almost every package. We still almost do. I think he saw, like the hat, and he's like, I'll check this out, too.
Yep.
And for the last, it's actually almost been a year, actually. I think it was, like, October, I think, when you joined.
It has almost been a year,
Almost been a year, and,
I think I joined right before they released the one that everyone hated.
You had tried marshmallow, which that was one of the ones
there was a pumpkin one.
Oh, the pumpkin spice. Oh yeah, pumpkin spice.
So
yeah.
I think it has actually been a year.
Yeah, it's been. True. I think it was like September, or October. Yeah.
Then in October, people, and somebody actually sent me a couple of theirs that they didn't want.
Yeah, pumpkin spice was one of the flavors that we tried late last year. I think it was.
I loved it. People hated it. Somebody sent me their last two, and I creamed my pants.
He really liked it, apparently. That's the, yeah.
The story.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, and there was a strawberry lemonade, there was a rainbow, there was, actually, before South Beach, there was Baja Lime, which was pretty good. And now what they do is they have these LTOs, which are limited time releases, basically.
Limited time offers.
And basically, so for the packages that we get two drinks per month, and normally one of those will be the winner. And whoever, whichever drink gets the most votes or whatever in their surveys, most of the time becomes an LTO. And what that is they give a chance for the public to buy that as well. And they make a big thing about it. They make a can design. And actually, I'm sure he'll never listen to this, but shout out to Jared Knowles, who is the designer. And he's also, he's a very funny guy. I love when he's in the videos. Funny ass guy.
Man crush.
Yeah, Jared, man crush Monday. Or well, it's Tuesday, but it's, you know.
Wednesday, man crush every day.
Man crush every day, yeah. I'll definitely have a beer with him one day. Or a raise. There you go. Yeah. But yeah, he makes the can designs and they are amazing. If you've seen me, you know, I usually drink them on in can coolers, but they have great designs ever since South Beach, and that's been one of Ray's things. And so with the LTOs, they'll make one of those flavors. They'll make their own design. They'll have their own apparel as well. Yep. They have, like, yep, sweatshirts and shorts. Oh, yeah. and also they have the on-the-go packs, which I have, like, a 50,000 of those still.
I got a bunch.
And hydration packs, too, which is basically Ray's version of Gatorade. So if you want the it'll taste a little bit saltier. It's in powder form, and it's I have a ton of those as well still. So, but and actually Ryan has found a way to use the ones that he doesn't use.
I'll tell you what I do with them.
As like a little like Lysol for like a bathroom.
But
that's not the story though. So I mean you can tell the story later. But basically, he found
you just mentioned it.
Well, I did, but you don't have the whole story. He basically uses it, like, puts around his sink or something.
Can I just say what I do with it?
What? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Basically, what I do is with these packages that I don't want to use, which I will have to save a few for my trip in a couple weeks, but basically, yeah. I just put them in the kitchen sink and put a couple packages, and then I run the water from the zinc, and I just...
The zinc?
Yes, I pronounce it.
Is there zinc in the sink?
But I just put a, you know, two or three packages in the zinc, and I just run the water, and I just kind of... You take a sponge, and I just kind of, you know, along with the water and the powder, I just kind of scrub along the...
That was something. Something fell from the bathroom. That's my bathroom.
And I just kind of scrub on the kitchen sink and
So it's not going to waste. It's not going to waste. You know,
not going to waste, but yeah, it does give off a pleasing aroma, and that was really fucking creepy. So.
That's my bathroom. There's something fell the bathroom, but
you sure you don't have a ghost?
It could be a ghost, but hey, it's probably a friendly ghost. You know.
I hope it's a friendly ghost, or maybe I won't see you later.
Well, I mean, there's already a possibility
of that,
so.
You won't see me Friday, because it's my Switch day.
Yeah, so there you go. You guys already know our plans. No Friday, so there you go. So they go all out for some of these flavors, and I know on the website there's bundles sometimes, and it's just a fun thing. It's Ray's fun thing. Like, at first, I think it was mainly because of the pandemic. And like the canning line was not that big, and they had to do stuff in the, it was a lot of business stuff, you know, and now the LTOs are kind of is what Razor's known for. It's like, oh, Razor's coming out with another flavor again. All right, you know, and actually, if you guys have gotten this far in the video, a guy who I've watched the last 2 years on YouTube to really know more about any drinks and anything caffeine related is Caffeine Man on YouTube. He is funny guy, and he'll show you all. Most of the drinks that I've tried since the pandemic have been from him. I've learned about C4, Bucked Up, a lot of drinks out there. But the Raise, though, now what I like about Raise is that I like it's like a lot of drinks like Bang, they will punch you in the mouth with flavor, you know. And at first, I know Ryan favored that. I had a couple of them that I liked, but most of the time it was you know, they were like a 10 out of 10 on flavor, basically. You know, like, they gave you a lot of flavor. And Ray's kind of took it back a little bit. They dialed it back a little bit, especially in the samples we received. They're always kind of down. Yes, you want to say something?
Well, I do, because okay. Tony had originally, and this has now been public knowledge. People of Rage know this now, so we can say this. But before I was an insider, he had let me try some of Rage's stuff, and it was sort of hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
I was still bang all the way, and then I forget.
Marshmallow?
It was
the one that never became an LTO.
He gave me the marshmallow one that had never become a limited time, and I was like, I love this. And that made me sign up, and after that, I signed up, and...
And now they have raised their price. They're now $40 a month, but you do get a lot of stuff in there, so... But
it's funny because now I get stuff from Raze, and I'll go back, and sometimes I'll try Bang, and I'm like, damn, like, really? I actually like Raze's stuff better than...
Now. Yeah.
And I think maybe it's because I have been so used to this, like, forgive my use of words, but pow on your mouth.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that.
Now, all of a sudden, you're getting this less pow, but...
It's still really good flavor,
though. You're still getting... And I think that...
Yeah.
And I think because... But I think for me, because I understand it, because I'm involved with the liquor industry, because I work at a liquor store, I know my wine, I know my liquor, like, I know... There's good pow versus bad pow, and there's good flavor versus bad flavor. You can have a wine that is really, really just like, oh my gosh, like, this really hits you, but it hits you good. Or you have a wine that's like, wow, this hits you, but it hits you bad. Same thing for whiskey. You have a whiskey, like a bourbon or a rye or even a scotch, and you're like, man, this hits you, but... This is a good hit, or like, this is harsh. This is like But I think I see the same thing with these energy drinks too. It's like you're like, wow, this is so super sweet. I can't do this.
Or because each company is different, you know. Like they're trying to go their own way. They're trying.
Or this is so super. Like there's just like this super strong flavor that you're just like, I can't do this. Like
yeah. And actually, what Raze has done, and actually the last couple of packages that we've gotten, I've heard them describe a lot of the flavors as drinkability, you know, or having good drinkability, which to me is key, you know, because I mean, again, like sometimes you can have a good flavor, but you don't want to drink the whole thing, or you know, it's you know, not saying that Raze goes down smooth. I mean, it's still carbonated, but it won't hit you in the mouth. Well, some of them do. There's been a bunch of sour flavors, although some people might say they're not sour enough, or, you know, sour is hit and miss, you know, I personally don't like sour stuff, he liked a lot of the sour ones that we had a Blue Shock recently, sour blueberry, basically,
sour rainbow,
sour, we had actually right before he joined, we had Franken Sour, which, actually,
I like
Franken Sour, because I think that was like a more like a melon taste, wasn't it? It was like a sour melon, a little bit?
I think they got under some legal scrutiny, so they couldn't continue that.
I thought I heard something about that, but, okay, yeah, so we probably will never see that again as a...
Probably not, as I a think cause maybe...
Mystery or whatever.
I think it's maybe Franken Sour, I think...
Yeah, maybe, yeah, which actually, and as I said, there's a lot of business stuff going on, and that's why they had the, we recently had a flavor, Arnold Palmer, that we sampled, and, yeah, well, actually, I was surprised you didn't like it, because you like tea, or I thought you liked tea,
well, I
don't like tea.
I didn't mind it, but they actually couldn't call it Arnold Palmer.
That's what they're saying, they couldn't call it Arnold Palmer, and they told
that's
people.
That's also a franchise.
Yeah, so they had to, for this recent, this LTO, like they had to change it to Sunny Tea, and,
which I decided not to.
I didn't get it either, yeah. Well, I don't like tea in general, but, I think I did finish the two.
It wasn't bad, but based off of the taster, I didn't feel like it was worth trying to see
how... Yeah, well, I mean, it might be better for the, I don't know, we'll have to see off the...
I know.
I said Natasha got some, so I'll have to see if I can maybe try one of hers maybe when she gets it. But
I mean, that's the thing, though. You know, it's...
But anyway, you know, so, yeah. So without us rambling and just, you know, but yeah, so, you know, yes, this is a great thing, and, before that, there was actually, which Ryan did have, the Lemon Italian Ice, and you liked that one, right? That was really good.
Oh, I got extras, and I got the original, yeah. And I got the actual release of that.
Yeah, and, so if you like lemon, that's, although we can't get it now, though, but... And the thing is, like, the LTOs, once they're gone, they're gone until they bring them back as, like, a mystery flavor or, you know...
Or if they bring them back as, like,
another permanent flavor, as yeah. they have with white peach and, actually, a bunch of flavors now. There's white peach is permanent. Blue Shock is permanent. Yes. Which I think you can... I think that and also, the apple one, not Appy Juice. That's what the thing was called. Juice Box is a Vitamin Shoppe exclusive, I believe. So when I go there next, I'll pick that up. Even though I liked other apple flavors better. Ooh, but
if you go there, pick me one up. Too,
okay.
Please.
Yeah.
I'll give you like a bottle.
Vitamin Shoppe, baby.
Give you like one of whatever.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Okay. See, we're discussing things as we're recording the podcast. Exactly. So there you go. So you're. You're hearing our common back and forth.
But it's legal. This is all legal.
Of course it's legal. We're talking about energy drinks, not drugs.
Yeah, I know. Well, who knew?
Caffeine is a drug, actually.
People might
so.
Get the wrong. Yeah, exactly. Might.
Caffeine is a drug, actually.
People
so.
Might get the wrong.
Wrong impression.
Misconception.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, so this has been a good secondary thing for us to do. That he has diabetes, but. Because Ray has zero sugar and everything.
Exactly.
So he can
that's the thing.
That's the point. Is he
going
can have it.
Going back to what we were talking about earlier. Is
no calories, zero sugar.
No calories, no sugar. I can drink these. In fact, there are some of these things like... I think I mentioned on the last episode about this...
Last part, you mean?
Last part. I'm calling it last
episode.
All right,
sure. All right. Well, it's just one episode. So.
It is one episode, but it's...
yeah, I know. It's broken up.
We
had
to stop.
But, okay,
about the pumpkin pie one.
Oh, the pumpkin spice, you mean?
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Which I was a contrarian on that. I loved that. So many... There were a very few who loved that. In fact, one guy actually sent me his last two.
You already mentioned that. You literally
I know,
that. Yeah.
But...
Okay.
I'm reiterating.
Okay, that. Okay, okay.
Because some guy has sent me his last two, or maybe it was his last. Maybe maybe he didn't. He either sent me his last one or his last two. Because we only actually get two of them.
Yeah, you only got two of them. Yeah.
So maybe he sent me his.
And then actually, I think around Christmas time we tried one. It was what was it called? Peppermint mocha. Peppermint.
Oh yeah, that one.
Peppermint something. Yeah.
That one was all right, but
yeah, that was weird. But actually, let's wrap up, because this is going to be a full hour soon, so...
I'm okay. Going to finish my thought. All
right, finish your thought.
With the pumpkin one, like, you know, because I think for me, because as I've mentioned before, because I work at a liquor store, I think I feel like I have these different flavor profiles that I can pick up, so... I can pick up a lot of things that other people might be like, oh, this is garbage. And I'm like, no, I get something different. So I don't want to brag that I have what is quote unquote super taste or super smell, but I feel like I definitely do have that. And I feel like for some people, they just might not. They might taste something different, and that's all right. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
And plus, maybe maybe it goes well with certain foods or something. Like, maybe you don't want to have a pumpkin spice in, like, the morning to, you know, or...
And that's exactly the point I was trying to make, you know? Everyone's taste is different, and everyone's taste is different at different times. You could taste a wine today and be like, this is a great wine, and you can taste it tomorrow and be like, this is really... This is the same wine, but it's all in what is in your palate that day. So, but anyway, yeah, I really like the one pumpkin spice one. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let Tony finish it out.
All right, so we're gonna wrap up here.
Wrap it up.
If you've listened this far, I will give you 10 high fives.
And haven't killed yourself.
and having having killed yourself.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But hey, you know what? I have explicit content turned on for this, so we can say whatever we want.
Yeah,
technically.
We can say whatever the fuck we want. Alright,
so I'm gonna wrap up here. If you are interested in joining the Raise Insiders, we can send you links to that. We'd be happy to have you. Drinking your drinks is fun, and it's whatever. I'm gonna wrap this podcast up, and hopefully this will be one of many that I will end up doing soon. And
bye. I'm Ryan. Hope I'll join you again soon. Maybe I'll start my own.
Yeah, he might be on his own. If he does, I will definitely link that in the description.
Awesome.
I'll definitely show that. We'll see what he wants to do, but
I'll do everything.
Yeah, he'll do everything as well. So this is it for Tony Talks. This is Tony
Talks. I'm Ryan the Wine Guy, or Ryan. I haven't decided yet, but
he hasn't decided yet. But this is Double T and Ryan signing off.
RD
signing off.
Bye.
Bye.